Bell said, Pastor, I appreciate this opportunity. We give God glory in this place. I'm on a timer, y'all. And I'm going to need this paper to stay on track. But we give God honor tonight. We give God praise. And we give him glory in this place in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be within my 7 minutes, I promise you, in Jesus' name. But I got to give God glory because I feel like I just want to bust inside.
Hallelujah.
I said, that's what the Holy Ghost feels like when he come upon you. You just want to bust inside in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I have word number 5. I look at that as the thumb. I don't know what that means. Preachers talk about it all the time, what the thumb does. I don't know what it does. I just said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got word number 5. Amen.
Amen.
The word number 5 says, and it's found in John chapter 19. Verse 28 says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. I got the shortest one, 2 words, I thirst. So I said, according to the biblical scholars, this saying of Christ was to fulfill Psalm 69 and 21. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Amen?
Amen.
I'm in the word, amen. Others say that Jesus was speaking about the bitter cup he mentioned in Matthew 20 and 22 in the conversation that he had with the sons of Zebedee. When they said, he said, but Jesus answered and said, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. I thirst was a statement of declaration of purpose tied to our salvation. He was thirsty for the salvation of man and the fulfillment of the law. Amen?
Amen?
Jesus was thirsty for our salvation and reconciliation back to the Father so that man could take his rightful place in the kingdom of our God. Amen?
Amen.
Can we for one moment take a life application look at thirst and what it potentially means to you and to me? Can we?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So let us imagine for a moment that heaven's court is in session. And a man has brought up charges against thirst. We, of course, are represented by Christ. And thirst decides that he doesn't need anybody to represent him because he can represent himself. Amen. So the judge calls thirst to the stand and says, man has accused you of causing him to fall more than 7 times. What do you have to say for yourself? Thirst sits up in his shoulders. He puts his shoulders back and he says, your honor, the great I am. And both you and I both know that I'm not good or evil. I simply respond to the desires of a man or a woman's heart and work for both the spirit and the flesh. He said, I guess you can say that I'm a double agent. I've always presented man with 2 cups, one that would lead him to life and righteousness and one that would lead him to fulfill the lust of his flesh and death. So when the woman said in her heart that she wanted to be married and have children, I offered her 1 cup that was filled with your word found in Matthew 6:33 that said, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all things shall be added to you. And then I offered her a cup filled with the desires of her flesh. And she leaned to her own understanding and did not acknowledge you. So instead of becoming a wife and a mother, she chose to be a single mother, a baby mama, a chick on the side, or the side piece is what she chose. And your honor, when the man became a husband and a father and wanted to provide for his family, I offered him 2 cups. One filled with your word found in Philippians 4:19 that said, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The second was filled with self-reliance. So he took a second job, opened more credit card accounts than one man needs, and because of the choice he made, he eventually stopped coming to church because he decided that he was wiser than you and that he didn't need your help. I imagine man leaping to his feet at this time saying, but wait a minute, I attend church on Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day.
Hallelujah.
That ain't gonna work.
Hallelujah.
Thirst sits back in his chair and says, finally, your honor, I presented both man and woman with a cup of prayer for their church, their family, and themselves because your word tells them that they are to always pray. But instead, they chose the second cup. This one was filled with pride, and now their children are thirsty for love, affection, attention, identity, validity and affirmation. So they are involved in bad relationships, bad behavior, and to be truthfully honest, Your Honor, their hearts are far from You. Your Honor, I could go on and on for hours about this. And to be honest, this lawsuit is a waste of time and yours in this heavenly court. So I rest my case, and until they drink from the cup of repentance and turn from their wicked ways, their cup will run over with idolatry and the lustful desires. With that, Thirst threw his hands up, and he went and took his seat.
Come on. Amen.
So then man bowed his head in shame. And then Jesus stood up. He said, I thirst. I thirst for man to accept the gift of salvation that my shed blood gave them on the cross. I thirst for the hearts of man to turn back to us. I thirst for them to drink from my well that will never run dry. I thirst for them to trust and obey Your word. I trust for them to love You as their one and true living God. I thirst. I thirst. I thirst. And so as long as man continues to choose a cup of bitterness, I will stand in the gap for them, interceding on their behalf. And my blood will cover every sin that will try to separate them from my love. So the question tonight is, what desire in your heart has thirst responded to?
Come on.
Remember, sitting before You, there's life and there is death.
Hallelujah.
Jesus chose it for us. He said, I thirst. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Do I got at least 1 minute left? We want to give God glory tonight. We want to give God praise tonight because He chose life for us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. He said, I thirst. What are you thirsting for tonight? What are you in need of tonight? What desire in your heart is your thirst pulling you to?